I'll need a thicker coat.
No. You should be warm enough.
If we're out looking at summer houses...
They're on show undercover, Mum. We shan't have to hang around in the cold.
Right.
Have you got your keys?
Yes. Oh.
What?
Did I tell Pat where to find the biscuits?
Oh, Mum.
Jack's special ones for his tea. I keep them in the larder.
Mum, Pat's quite able to find them.
Yes, yes, you're right. I mustn't...
They'll be fine. You're to come with me and have a nice, relaxing afternoon at the garden centre.
Oh, this is kind of you, Jennifer.
Oh.
Well, taking you away from home on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, Brian's quite happy. He'll either be out on the farm with Rory or dozing in front of the fire.
Oh, good.
And it'll be fun for me too. I'm going away soon.
Yes, next weekend you'll be having a lovely time with Debbie in Hungary.
I hope.
Well, you deserve it after all the...
Oh, who's that?
Oh, good, you're still here.
Hello.
Hi, Mum.
We're just off to the garden centre.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd join you.
Who?
You're coming with us.
Matt's gone over to see Stephen again, so...
Well, Stephen Chalkman?
Business, darling, but don't ask me what.
Ooh.
He's seen more of Matt than I have these last few days.
Oh.
Anyway, I didn't want to sit at home on my own.
Well, if you're free this afternoon, you could always stay and sit with Jack.
Well, isn't Pat...
Yes, but you could take over.
Oh, no.
Sure, Pat's got plenty to do at home.
Well, look, I don't want to upset all your arrangements. Anyway, you'll need some help choosing this summer house. Three heads are better than two.
Hello. Oh, hello. You doing?
Just on the way home, though.
Oh, well, busy doing the ball?
Hey?
Sunday dinner time.
Oh, I haven't been down the ball. No, I've been doing overtime at the carers. Pat's looking after Mr. Woolley,
yeah,
so...
Right. Eddie said he was working, so he...
So where is Eddie?
Ah, Eddie, I don't really... Don't rightly know.
Well, I hope he ain't forgotten about the rehearsal.
Ah, yes, the pantomime.
Yeah, half an hour down the village hall, remember?
Oh, yeah, I ain't forgot.
Oh, you'll have to go back and change first. You can't go smelling the turkeys.
Oh, you know what that smell is, Clary? Prophets.
I've heard that one before.
All right, so it ain't always been plain sailing, but this year's going to be different. Yes, look at these birds, eh? Good and healthy, coming on well. Couple of weeks, they'll be nice and ready for the chop.
That's something to look forward to, looking and dressing all this lot.
We set aside a day, get the boys along, soon have it done.
Well, it may not be so simple, Joe.
Eh?
I were talking to Edward. He says he's going to be too busy this year.
Busy?
With the cows. He won't be able to give up a whole day.
Not even for the turkeys?
That's what he said. So we'll have to manage without him.
Well, so what about William?
William, I don't know. I ain't asked him. But the way things are, I mean, you know, it is busy time of the year. And...
So we won't have neither of them?
Well, if that's the case, then like I said, we'll have to find
some... But the turkeys, it's what we does together as a family.
Oh, no, that's how we usually
do it. Well, it's always been that way. It's part of Christmas, like putting up a tree,
well.
Killing the turkeys. Well, not just your boys, it's way back. Eddie and Alf, too. Oh, Alf, you should look forward to it all year.
Now, why don't that surprise me?
Right, you go on and call me a sentimental old fool if you like.
No, but... Joe, no, listen, it won't be quite the same, but I can't see as we've got much choice.
No.
Anyway, I better go and find Eddie or we'll be late for the rehearsal.
Clary.
Yeah?
Eddie won't be there, he ended home.
So where is he?
Going out to deliver some compost.
Oh.
He said he might be late for the rehearsal.
Late? How late?
Well, I don't know, do I?
Well, why didn't you tell me sooner?
Well, I was going to, but...
I know what this is all about. He's still cross because he ain't going to be the front end of the cow. So he's made up some excuse.
Well, don't look at me. I'm just a messenger.
Oh, that is so... What am I supposed to tell Linda?
They're both so nice. That's the problem.
It's definitely one of those two.
Yes, I think so.
This one?
Both the right size. Big enough, but not too enormous.
No,
I do think this one has the better design. I mean, there's more window space.
But we don't want too much glass.
Yes, it might get too hot.
Jenny!
Oh, it's so difficult.
Well, there's no desperate rush. You could always take the brochures home.
Yes, I suppose.
But so close, and you may not get another chance to come in for a while.
No.
I mean, we're almost there. I think we should persevere.
Well,
my daughterly instinct tells me you're coming down in favour of this one.
Oh, it is the most expensive.
I know, but you pay for quality, Mum. Look, Jenny and I are only distracting you, so why don't you go and sit inside it quietly on your own for a few minutes? Help clear your mind.
You know, that mightn't be a bad idea.
Yeah, that's it, Mum. We'll wait here for you.
All right.
I can't see that we need to hurry her too much, Lillian.
Darling, let me explain.
I mean, it is a summer house. We're right at the beginning of winter.
Yeah, I know, but I think we should try and get it all bought and delivered and put up in time for Christmas.
Christmas?
Jenny, we do want Mum and Jack to be able to use it as soon as they can. I mean, let's be honest, who knows what the future may hold? We don't know how long they've got left together at the lodge.
Oh, no. With all this trouble finding a carer.
And it would be just the thing to cheer her up. So let's try and get her to order it today while we're here.
Yes, yeah, all right.
I mean, I'm sure Tony or Tom could help put it up. It shouldn't take long.
Yes, and perhaps we could get them some furniture to put in it.
My thoughts exactly, darling. I was looking at some of that nice wicker stuff.
That would be one more Christmas present sorted.
Yes. And Mum knows which one she wants. She's only worried about the cost.
And it's within her budget.
Yeah. So when she comes out, we'll have to do some careful persuasion.
Yeah, yeah, he's really looking forward to it. Yeah, 1 o'clock Thursday.
Is everyone here?
No.
No, that's fine.
Well, let's get this rehearsal started, please.
I'll get down soon, darling.
Right, everyone. Act one, scene four, Jack at the market.
Market.
Joe, that's you. And where's
our... Hey, hold on. Sabrina Thwaite's still in, dear.
Yes, Joe, I had noticed.
We can't do this scene without her.
Well, she's not answering her phone, so I expect she's on her way. If we all get in our places now, then we'll be ready to start. Where's our cow? Carrie?
She's over there on the phone.
Oh, Larry.
Oh, sorry, love. I'll have to go now. But yeah, bye-bye then. Take care.
Carrie, I thought I made it quite clear. We have this every single time. All phones are to be switched off during rehearsals.
Oh, sorry, but I was talking to William. Well,
never mind.
So what about the turkeys?
Well,
is he coming?
I didn't get the chance to ask him. I'm sorry, Joe.
Please, can you just...
never come if we don't ask.
I know, but can you choose another time to discuss your family arrangements? We're here to rehearse our pantomime.
Yeah, all right.
Now, Clary, if you and Eddie can stand it... Where is Eddie?
Willison?
Yes.
Judge, he might be late.
Late? Why? Where is he? What's his excuse? Hey!
Mastitis.
What?
He told me to tell you he'd got mastitis.
Joe. I see. So, is this meant to be a joke? Am I supposed to laugh?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what
Well, let
said.
Me tell you, I am not in the mood for this sort of... Oh, it's not mine.
Must be yours, Mrs.
Wait here, both of you. I'm not finished with you yet. Oh, Joe.
What?
Really?
Hello?
Sabrina.
You didn't have to tell her
Never
that.
Never mind that.
Where are
if
you?
William don't come, how are we going to do the turkey?
What?
You still happy, Mum?
I think it's a lovely summer house. I'm so pleased you talked me into it.
Well, it was your choice.
And to think we'll have it up before Christmas. That's so exciting.
I'll talk to Tony. I'll see when he's free.
Thank you so much, both of you. I've had such a nice afternoon.
Me too.
I'm very pleased with my cyclamen. Oh, they look lovely round the house for you all at Christmas. Are you all coming for lunch this year?
Oh, are we?
Yes. So,
wait, that's the first I've heard, darling. Did you know about this, Mum?
Well,
No, we did talk about it, Mum. As you and Jack went to Bridge Farm last year...
I don't remember anything being decided.
Yes, we did.
But I was going to ask everyone up to the Dower House.
What?
Well, you know, poor Matt's been so wrapped up in his work lately, and... Sometimes I really think he gets quite stressed, and so I want us to have a real family celebration.
Oh, but...
Well, that's a nice thought, Lillian.
Oh, surely you don't want to take on all that work, all that cooking?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, why not? I don't mind that.
But there are only 3 weeks to go, and we can't change our plans now.
Yeah, well, I didn't know there were any plans, darling, not until you mentioned it.
Well, not officially, perhaps, but
please, I... Please, you two, let's not spoil our afternoon by arguing. Can we talk about this another time?
Val d'Isère. Yes, I know where it is.
Don't worry, Joe, we'll manage it somehow.
But I'm an old man, Clary. You know this could be me last Christmas.
Oh, don't be silly.
What is the truth? He wants us all to be there. You and Eddie and the boys.
Look, I'm taking George down to see William Thursday.
Sabrina,
I'll see if I can ask him then. All right?
Will you come?
Well, yes. If I were you, I wouldn't go pinning my hopes on it.
Oh, I can't believe it. I just can't believe she'd do such a thing.
Linda? What's the matter?
Sabrina. She
what?
She's going to Val d'Isère.
Eh?
Skiing. Her husband's taking her skiing over Christmas as a surprise.
You mean she...
She can't play Jack. She's dropping out.
Oh, Linda.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that is naughty.
Why do I do this, Clary? No sooner do I persuade Fallon to play Jill, I lose my Jack.
Yes, it's very hard on you.
Oh, well, she'd rather go skiing.
But she's my lead, Joe. She was keen, she was able, she knew her lines, and now she's...
Oh, dear, look, do you want a tissue?
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry, but this is just about the last straw. How will I find another lead at such short notice?
Well, maybe it's not so bad.
How can you say that?
Well, I mean, Sabrina, she may have been good at her part, but let's be fair, she's not the easiest person to work with.
No. Yes. I mean, I suppose you do have a point.
And you've still got your Jill. You've still got Fallon. And she's such a lovely girl.
Oh, well, yeah. Like you said.
It would be so hard as you think to find another Jack.
Well, yes. Fallon's young. And she's talented. And she's got lots of friends.
Well, there you are.
In fact, the more I think about it, this could be a blessing in disguise.
Well, I reckon that's all the clothes I'm going to need.
What? That little case?
Yeah, for now. I can always call in and pick up some more.
Oh, still got so much left to do.
No rush. If we take this lot over at lunchtime...
No, we've not even started on all your things, have we, Poppet? It's going to be a whole carload.
Oh, here he is.
Oh, a mud out there.
Hello.
Hello. Morning.
Cool. Oh, talk about the song.
Happy birthday. Oh,
yeah. Oh, thanks. That's nice.
Still a 50 cent an eight?
Well, just.
Footloose and fancy free.
Yes, I'm talking about that.
Oh, you found our card?
Oh, yeah, Tara, I want to come down for breakfast.
Oh, and there's more to come later?
Yeah? Oh, well, that sounds... Mind the...
Roy, don't leave the case while we trip over it.
No, I'll shift it over.
More packing, eh?
Well, just a few more things. Going to drop them over at Lower Loxley, lunchtime.
Oh, OK.
Oh, Mike, I do feel so mean. Us moving out on your birthday.
No, I said don't worry.
But we'll be back here tonight for your birthday dinner.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Tea there, Dad, if you want.
Oh, Tara. Looking at the mess out there, the sooner you get out, the better.
You're getting on fast with the roof already.
Yeah, that's right. Boss man reckons they'll have it all felted and battened by tonight.
Well, that should keep the rain out.
Yeah. He's talking about opening up to the rest of the house.
What, like today?
Well, I don't know, as soon as they can. Wants to have the dividing wall up by the end of next week.
Okay.
Oh, yes, Abby. Hey, come here. Looks like you're getting out just in time. This'll soon be no place for a nice little girl like you, you know.
Fallon. Oh,
ho.
Good, not too busy. I was hoping to catch you before the lunchtime rush.
Yeah.
About the pantomime. It's... Well, there are two things I wanted to talk about, if you can spare me a moment.
Go on.
First of all, I don't know if you've heard from Angela Probert from the dancing school.
No.
Good.
Why?
Well, we know she's a highly talented dance teacher. Her girls simply adore her. But just between you and me, she can be quite demanding.
Yeah, I know.
She's told me she wants to arrange a meeting with you as musical director.
Meeting?
Well, I really can't see it's necessary. I told her you've already had to pass on a lot of your responsibilities to Robert and Christopher.
That's right.
So if she does give you a call, be polite but firm. Just tell her you'll be far too busy and get her to talk to Christopher.
OK, thanks, I will.
I don't want you burdened with unnecessary distractions. You need to be able to concentrate on your acting role.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'll give it my best shot.
Which brings me to my second point. Now that Sabrina has let us down, I am in desperate need of a new lead.
So have you got anyone in mind? Linda. Hey.
Now, don't start to panic.
What? You want me to be Jack?
You'd be so good for the part.
Oh,
perfect.
Oh, no.
So much better than Sabrina.
Look, I don't mind being Jill.
You could do it, Fallon. You've already shown such promise.
No, but it's a much bigger part. I won't have time to learn the lines.
All right. Stay calm. I'm not expecting you to give me an answer now. Just promise me you'll think about it.
Hello, Dad. Are you there?
Oh, yeah, come on in.
Hi, just came to wish you... Dad?
Hello, love.
What the...
it's a bit dusty.
Dusty?
The builders, you know. Look, we can go through the other room if you like.
No, can't stop. I just came up to say happy birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
And to give you this.
Oh, another card on time.
Open it later if you like.
Yeah. No, hold on, I'm trying to get some of this stuff out of here.
What's going on? Why is it such a mess?
Well, they took out the old back door frame, so you know, a lot of the spoil and rubbish come with it.
They're knocking right through to the extension.
Well, that's the idea, so they can make a start on the foundations for the dividing wall.
Oh, my, it's going to be chaos.
Oh, I can work around it.
Dad!
I'll take a lot of this stuff out of here and store it in the shed.
You'll still have to go on cooking and eating.
Well, that's okay then, taking the stove or the sink away.
Yeah, but what about all this dust everywhere?
it's not ideal, but... Well, it's a bit of a pain to be honest, but... Ain't like it's going to kill me, is it?
Yeah, but the thing is, I was going to cook your dinner in here tonight.
Ah. Well, the builders have gone home by then.
Yeah, but Dad, look at the place.
Well, yeah... Maybe we'll have to put it off till another day, eh?
No, look, why don't you come down to our place instead?
Yeah?
Be a lot simpler.
Well, I suppose...
And cleaner. And warmer.
Well, that's fine by me, Bren, if you're sure.
Tom won't mind. I'll give Roy a call.
Well, that's very kind of you. Tar.
Don't worry, Dad. You get your birthday dinner.
Oh, look.
Yeah.
Flowers. Oh, Elizabeth, so sweet of her.
Oh, it's really kind.
Oh, they're so gorgeous.
Make us feel welcome.
Isn't this wonderful? Oh, it's just so perfect.
Yes, fantastic. Sorry, sweetheart.
Oh, put on the bed a minute while I show you.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, that lovely bedspread. Matches the curtains.
Yeah.
Yeah, and here, see? It's built-in cupboards.
Yeah, very handy.
Room for all our clothes. So you can hang up all your shirts nice and tidy.
Okay.
Oh, and look, little corner here for you, Abby.
Yeah, we can squeeze the cot in there, no problem.
It's way bigger than our room at home.
Floor's a bit dippy here.
That's because it's old. That's character.
Yeah, that's good. Do us great.
Oh, and look at the view. See? Right up to Nigel's Folly.
Yeah, the east. Gets the sun in the morning.
Oh, Phoebes will love that. Oh, it's all so clean and bright and cosy.
I have to remember not to leave me socks all over the floor.
Just you dare. Oh, and quiet, too. No hammers or drills or concrete mixers. And you know the best thing of all? There's not a speck of dust or dirt anywhere.
Oh, it'd be great to be away from all that.
Oh, such a relief.
Your dad's right. We couldn't have stayed on for any longer.
No. Not with the kids.
Well, it's bad enough there now, and it was only going to get worse.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, Dad'll be fine, but we're so much better off here.
Oh, I can't get over how kind it is of Elizabeth and Nigel.
Oh, it's really generous.
I mean, I'll do as much as I can to help them out, of course.
Yeah.
Show how much we appreciate it.
Well, don't suppose there's a whole lot I can do, but if there is...
No, don't worry about it. There. So what do you think, Poppet? Do you like our new room? Yeah.
I think that's a yes.
You're going to love it here, aren't you? Oh, yes, you are.
Hey, Brenda.
Hey, hello.
Oh. Hey.
So where have you been hiding yourself?
What about you? When did you last come into the bar?
Oh, essays, lectures, dissertations, you know.
Yeah.
So what's your excuse?
Well, me? Some of us have got to work for a living. Plus, this pantomime seems to be taking over my life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Anyway, you're looking good, not too stressed.
Oh, I just deal with it, you know. Mm. Hey, look, I can't stop now. I've got to cook a birthday dinner for Dad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but as soon as we're both free, let's go into town and have a real night out.
Oh, yes!
Great.
Ah, oh, Fallon!
Oh, beam me up someone, please.
I'll see you later, OK?
Well, no, wait, don't go, Brenda, please. I may need you.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Now, Fallon, you know the last thing in the world I want to do is to pressure you in any way at all, but I really...
I'm sorry, Linda. I still don't think I can
all right.
do it.
All right. Don't worry. Take some more time. Mull it over.
What's this?
Well...
You know Sabrina Thwaite has dropped out and left us with no Jack?
Oh, yeah, so Dad was telling me.
Well, Fallon's the obvious person to step up and take her place. That marvellous talent. Such a lovely singing.
Oh, yes, she is very talented.
Brenda.
But isn't she already playing Jill?
Yes. And if I changed to Jack, you'd still have to find somebody...
With Sabrina out of the way, I'm sure I'd have no trouble casting someone to play alongside you. A friend, perhaps. Someone more your own age? Someone with whom you have an instinctive rapport?
Hold on. I don't know why you're looking
of
at me.
Of course. Fallon as Jack. And you as Jill. It's the perfect combination. Why didn't I think of it before?
No, wait. I never said...
Come on, Brenda. It'll be fun. And you'll be doing your friend a big favour, won't you, Fallon?
Well,
it seems a real no-brainer to me. If you've got to play alongside someone, who better than Brenda? So what about it, girls? Do I have a new leading romantic couple?
Fallon?
I don't know. It might be a bit weird.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, come on.
Oh, okay then. I will if you will.
Okay, let's do it.
Yes! Oh, I'm so pleased. I know you'll play so well together.
Thanks, Brenda.
So, practice hug?
Well, I wonder who this one's from.
Read the label.
To Grandad. Happy birthday, love from Abby. Oh,
yeah, she chose it special.
Right, let's see.
I hope you like it.
Well, hang on. Oh, yeah, that's great.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, it's a lovely shot from the christening, yeah?
Yeah, well, she thought you'd like a picture of her to put up while she's away.
Oh, it's a nice frame too, yeah. Hey. Come here, little one. Thank you, Abby. Oh, there you go.
Right, then.
Hey, are you okay in there?
Yeah, it's all fine. I can leave it for a while.
Got your glass?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shouldn't we wait for Tom to join us?
Oh, no, I just had another call. 20 minutes.
Oh, we'll always do another toast later.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, ladies. Raise your glasses, please.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you for all the lovely presents and to Brenda for asking us down here to... Oh.
What?
What's the matter?
This is in my glass and the dust looks like...
What? No, Dad.
Hey, let's have a look.
Well, those are clean glasses straight from the cupboard.
There's no dust in that.
No.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, I'm honest. I mean, you're imagining it. Hallucinating.
You need a new pair of glasses.
I'm sorry, Linda. No, it's been a long day.
All that mess at home. No wonder you're getting paranoid.
Mike, are you sure you're going to be all right living there?
Yeah. Don't worry about me. No, I'll be fine.
Oh, go on, you...
Having trouble?
Yeah, but I don't want to interrupt your milking.
That'll spare you a few minutes.
Well, the steer went in fine. It's this heifer.
She's got more sense.
Well, she's thinking about it. Look, if you just stand there and look as if you mean business.
Come on.
Easy. No! That's it. That's the way.
In you go.
Go on. Oh, great. Thank you.
What time are you meant to be at Crowther's?
7:30, first tour of the day.
You should be okay then.
Yeah, beat the rusher.
You just going to drop them and leave them, or...?
No, might stay and see them dressed. Put on a white coat and hat.
No?
Well, we've worked hard to get these two up to weight. Be nice to see it through to the end.
Yeah, why not?
I should be back by about 9, and then we'll have to get busy phoning around our Christmas customers.
So, where are we now?
Well, if we aim for delivery around the 17th, 18th...
Sounds good to me.
Well, people have still got room in their freezers.
We should do a survey sometime. See how many customers actually have our beef for their Christmas dinner.
Yeah, well, as long as they keep buying the stuff.
I suppose we should be setting an example.
Well, you can break it to Ben. He's determined he wants turkey this year.
Fair enough.
I think I'm on his side as well.
Well, maybe we should all join Alan and Usha at the Elms, dishing out Christmas dinners to the homeless.
Is that still on?
What?
No, it's just that Alan was in the pub last night. You reckon there was this big drama going on?
At the Elms?
Yeah. Treasurer's done a bunk with the funds or something.
No.
I think that's what he said. Anyway, he wasn't sure if they'd be doing the Christmas thing this year.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I better get moving. I'll see you later.
The place on the ring road.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a massive selection.
So is this kitchens or bathrooms?
Oh, we're going to look at the bathroom stuff today.
Oh, right.
The shower's going to be the most expensive, even for one that's fairly basic.
Mm.
Of course, you can spend thousands, but...
if it's just for the flat, you won't need anything too fancy.
I know, but Christopher...
Morning.
Oh.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Ruth.
Do you want the post office?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm just going to nip round with a basket.
Oh, all right.
Christopher's been through and marked a couple. There.
Thermostatically controlled side massage nozzles.
Mm, see the price?
Oh, yes.
I mean, I don't know if he's serious, but...
Well, I know Mrs. Woolley's paying, but...
Well, we're still on a budget.
Mm.
Anyway, he's taking time off work to meet me at the bathroom supplies.
Yeah?
I mean, it's nice that he's showing an interest, but...
Well, I know.
After me nagging him to help all this time, he suddenly seems quite keen on the whole project.
Mm. I've been wondering...
Oh?
Seems to me that there have been less of these long phone calls to Alice recently.
Oh, you reckon...
Oh, yeah. And he doesn't seem to talk about her quite so much either.
So, you think it might be cooling off?
Well, I don't know, but... She'll be coming over Christmas soon. That could be a really difficult time for their relationship.
Mm, so you think he might be getting more involved with the flat to take his mind off his problems with Alice?
Mm, it's a thought, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, I mean, I hope it's not true, but...
Right, I think that's the lot.
Oh, OK, Rose.
Anyway, I'd better get on.
Yeah, all right, love. I'll see you later then.
Yeah, see ya.
Good luck with the bathroom.
Oh, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Now then.
So Phil's putting up notices now.
Hmm?
For his choir.
Oh, yes. The 9 lessons and carols.
Sunday the 21st.
Alan came in earlier. He says they're still one or two short.
I know.
So you didn't volunteer?
Mm-mm. Even if I could sing.
Busy time of year all round.
Oh, yeah. We'll soon have all our Christmas beef to deliver.
Oh, well, I've got my order in.
Good.
Right, that's 6:24 then, please, Ruth.
Okay.
Oh, and did Alan say anything about the Elms?
Oh, the homeless place? Mm. Yeah, sounds bad.
There's been some kind of a crisis.
Well, as far as I can make out, the treasurer's been taken ill. Sounds like some kind of breakdown.
Oh.
Anyway, he's had to stand down and he's left the books in a terrible mess. Total chaos. Nothing left in the kitty. All the money they've raised for the Christmas dinner will have to go to pay off their debts, apparently.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. I mean, I know the old place only ever gets by on a shoestring, and, well, now Alan's afraid its whole future could be under threat. I can't see how they'll have their Christmas dinner this year.
There, see? Nice little corner unit, self-contained. Sliding door, all the fittings.
Like a coffin, Dad. Hardly room to breathe in there.
Well, how much room do you need?
Space matters. It's all part of the total experience.
Experience. You go in, shower, and come out clean. That's all you want. And it's simple. Just plumb it in and away we go.
But look at that plastic tray.
Well, that's all right. They've all got the same.
All the cheap ones.
Budget. And this one's on offer. That'll do me.
Well.
Good. So, that's the shower sorted. Now, let's have a look at the basin.
Dad.
Huh? Come on, if you want to be off and back to work.
Wait.
Oh, and before I forget, I've moved our next learner's bell ringing practice forward to Thursday. Better put that in your diary.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, after Robert did so well last time, our new recruit, and he's really keen. I'm hoping we'll find a few more.
Dad!
Hmm?
This shower.
Okay. So you don't like it?
Come on. Have another look at it.
Yeah? So?
It's so cheap and tacky. It looks just like what it is, a bargain offer from a budget bathroom warehouse.
Well, just because it's cheap, it doesn't mean to say that...
we're only going to do this once. Whatever we choose could be there for however long. So if we're going to bother...
Christopher, this is Mrs. Woolley's money we're spending.
I know.
We've got to choose the best value.
It's not if it falls apart after 6 months, though, is it?
Well, who's to say it will?
Look at this door. One good knock and it'll come off.
Well, people don't go around knocking them and... Why is it so important to you, anyway?
Like you said, it's all about value.
Well, exactly.
Dad, so Mrs. Willie's paying, but she's used to quality. She'd never have rubbish like this in her own house. It's false economy.
All right, so which one would you choose?
Well, if you're asking, I wouldn't have a unit at all.
Hey?
No, I'd build a proper wet room.
Christopher!
Why not? Tile it over, put in a glass screen.
Come on! You've seen the price list. It would take up our whole budget.
All right, you asked.
Well, let's be sensible about it.
Okay. So maybe leave the wet room. But this thing is a joke. Can't we try and do better?
All right then, let's keep looking.
David?
Oh, great. Perfect.
What's up?
Oh, the blade's come loose again.
Okay.
Been risking my fingers trying to get it back.
So what can I do?
Right. Well, if you can lift the end there so that the holes line up, then I can slip the new bolt through.
Okay, one of these days we'll get ourselves a new yard scraper.
No. This'll do us a few more years if we look after it.
Ready?
Yeah, hang on. Just let me find the other spanner. Oh, by the way, Usha called.
She tried me too. I was driving.
That was about half an hour ago.
Was it urgent?
Oh, I don't think so. Okay, I'm ready. And lift. Touch more. Bit more. There we go. Brilliant.
So, Usha.
Oh, yeah, just to a chat, I think. Had a bit of a natter.
What about?
Antiques trade, rental market, decorating.
She's still feeling bad about Alan's furniture.
Yeah, apparently he's through that now. He's done his grieving. And Blossom Hill's to let again.
Unfurnished.
Yeah. Oh, and the decorators should be finished at the vicarage by the end of the week.
All the latest.
Yeah. Oh, and she also said that Alan said to thank us again for our kind offer.
Oh, right.
I was about to ask what offer, but she had to go.
I was going to tell you. It's for the Elms' Christmas dinner.
Oh?
You were right about their financial crisis. I heard all about it from Susan.
Oh, so how bad is it?
Oh, maybe touch and go, whether they'll be able to keep going.
Oh, dear. All sign of the times, I guess.
Anyway, I was trying to think of any way we could help. And, well, I wondered, maybe we could let them have some of our beef.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, I gave Alan a call to test the waters, you know.
Yeah, what did he think?
Well, he jumped at it. He's already been trying other shops and suppliers in town.
Any joy?
Some, I think. But they're still a long way short of the necessary.
Well, if they're going to feed however many people...
I know. It's going to take more than the odd kind-hearted donation. Maybe a Christmas miracle.
That's the one we settled on, finally.
Very high-tech.
And not exactly the cheapest.
No.
And you should have seen some of Christopher's choices. I had to fight tooth and nail to get him down to this one.
So it could have been worse, then?
Well, yes, I suppose. At least I got him to compromise. And we're still within our overall budget.
And what about the rest of the suite?
I had to put my foot down. No travertine marble floor tiles. No designer Scandinavian taps. No. We did all right in the end. I think Mrs. Woolley will be pleased.
Oh, well, that's the main thing.
Yeah, and Christopher, he's still keen. He's going to take time to help me plumb it all in. So, I shouldn't complain.
No.
You still think this change of heart is all to do with him and Alice?
Well, I do hope they're not splitting up. She's such a lovely girl and so good for him.
Yeah.
And I don't want him miserable all over Christmas.
Well, I can think of one or two people who mightn't be so upset. I mean, if they did break up.
Shh. Hiya. Hello, love.
Hello.
I hear you had a successful time at the bathroom suppliers.
Yeah, lucky I went along. Or the flat would have ended up with the tackiest bathroom in Borsetshire.
All right, that's enough.
Sounds as if it's going to be very smart.
Well, at least the tenants will have a bit of style and chic in their lives.
Oh, they should count themselves lucky.
Anyway, yeah, tea's in half an hour if you want to go and get
Yeah, Mum, I shan't be in for tea.
Huh? Going out?
And I shan't be back tonight either.
So, what's this then, a party?
No, I'm going down to Southampton to see Alice.
Are you?
Yeah, end of term gig. She's asked me to stay over.
Oh.
That's nice.
Yeah, I've told Ronnie I'll be late in tomorrow. He's okay with that.
I see.
So I'm going to shower and change, then I'm off. See ya.
So, cooling off?
No. Well, seems like we needn't have worried after all.
And the Borsetshire Life calendar.
Oh, yes.
Just a little extra. It's got some nice pictures. I thought it would remind Kate of home.
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
If I post it all today, it should get there in time.
Hello.
Oh, here she is.
Hello. Oh, it's chilly out there. Not too early for you.
No, I'm almost ready.
How are things, Mum? How are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad, thanks. I've got Jack settled by the fire.
You got your Christmas shopping list ready?
Yes, and I have a couple of things to post as well.
Good. Well, Ian's almost here. I saw him walking down.
Well, I just need a few moments to...
Perhaps I should stay with Jack after all.
Jennifer.
Well, I don't see why Ian should have to give up his time.
No, he's quite happy to do it.
Don't spoil his fun, darling. He and Jack are so thick these days.
Well...
And if you're going away tomorrow...
Yes, I've got so much to do before I go.
So you go off home and get started. Don't worry about us.
Yes, all right. Yeah, thanks.
I'm almost ready, Lillian. Just get my coat.
No hurry, Mum.
Now, Jenny, you heard what she said.
Lillian, I spoke to one of Rory's teachers yesterday, and she's given me the name of a woman who works for Felbersham Social Services. I think she's an occupational therapist.
And you think she might be able to help?
Well, not directly, but she might have some useful contacts. And I rang her this morning, but she wasn't available. But I'll try her again as soon as I get home.
Oh, well, I wish you luck, darling.
Now then, where's my list?
Oh, Jack all right?
Oh, he's fine. He's looking forward to seeing Ian.
Oh, Mum, before I go off, we really must decide about Christmas Day.
I've
talked to Brian, and he'd love you to come to us.
No, this year you're all coming to the Dower House.
Oh, Lillian.
Look, perhaps we should let Mum decide.
We'd be delighted to accept either of your invitations.
Well, that's not very helpful.
Well, I'm sorry,
but... Lillian, if we want to include everybody, I mean, there's Tom and Brenda as well. I mean, you could have, Well, you could have a dozen people to cook for.
Yes. Well, I take your point, darling, and I think I've got the answer.
Oh?
Well, why don't we share the cooking?
Share it?
Yes. You could do some at Home Farm and bring it up to us.
Oh, that's all so complicated.
Ah, that's probably Ian. I'll just show him in through to Jack and then we can be on our way. Coming. Ah, Ian, come in.
Hello there.
This is very good of you, you know.
Oh, no, not at all.
Let me take your coat.
Oh, thanks. How's he doing?
He's very well. He's looking forward to seeing you.
Ah, that's nice.
A couple of things I should tell you before we go in.
Okay.
Now, I know it's quite early, but I've put up our tree and a few decorations, just to remind him it's nearly Christmas.
They've been up in Grey Gables since round about Halloween, Peggy.
Anyway, he loves the tree, so if you do run out of things to talk about...
Well, that's not happened so far.
And the other thing, it's about the central heating.
Oh?
It's working perfectly well, of course, but for some reason he's worried that it's not. No idea why, so you may have to reassure him.
One of the hinds is lame. Hope we don't have to call Alistair.
Oh, are you going back out again?
No. Tom's coming up to talk bacon. Oh, and while you were down at...
Oh, Lillian. Sometimes she can be such a...
What's she done now?
Well, she still wants us all to have Christmas dinner at the Dower House.
Well, that's fine by me.
But now she wants us to share the cooking. You know what that means. She'll play the gracious hostess while we do all the work.
Well, tell her it's a bad idea.
I will, as soon as I've got the chance. Anyway, I must go...
No, and hang on. Guess who called this morning?
Who?
Alice.
Oh, was she?
Oh, she was fine. And guess who stayed over with her last night?
What?
Christopher.
Oh.
They've been to some end-of-term do together.
And she'd rung to tell you that?
No, she called to say that Christopher's going to help her move out at the end of term, so we don't have to worry about going down.
So... We don't have any say in the matter.
Apparently not.
And I kept that weekend free,
Well, you needn't, darling. And it looks as if we'll be seeing a lot more of Master Carter over the Christmas vacation.
Well, I suppose if that's what Alice wants.
Yes, I know, but... You'd have thought that with all those hundreds of boys to choose from...
All right. There's nothing we can do about it, is there?
I just want her to stretch her wings a bit. To learn that... Life has so much more to offer than the village blacksmith.
She is only 19.
Oh. I hope Debbie's made a better choice with her new boyfriend.
Come on. Don't judge Marshall until I've had the chance to meet him.
Yes. What kind of parents call their son Marshall?
Oh, Brian, please. I've got far too many other things to worry about.
Well, here's Tom, anyway.
Oh, well, I'm going in to make some calls.
Brian, hi.
Hello. Bought some of your bacon?
Yep, it's here.
Good, well, let's go in and stick it under the grill, then we'll know what we're talking about.
And I had a dog, you know.
Oh, yeah, so I've been told.
Captain, that was his name.
I never met him, though.
Oh, no, he's dead now. He died, a long time back.
Well, he sounds like quite a character.
Oh, yes, he was. Good old Captain. And every Christmas, I made sure he had his own Christmas dinner.
Well, that's nice.
His own special dinner, with turkey and roast potatoes, all the trimmings.
I bet you spoiled him rotten.
Yes. Yeah, perhaps I did.
What, did he get pudding as well?
Pudding? Oh, no. Peggy wouldn't let him.
Oh, why was that?
Fat. She said he was too fat.
Well, that sounds like Peggy, all right. She's never one to mince her words.
No. Oh, no.
Well, Jack, I do like...
Have you seen our Christmas tree?
Yeah, I was just admiring it. That's beautiful decorations.
Yes. I think it's lovely. Peggy puts the lights on and I like to sit here and look at it.
Yeah, we'll have to get ours up soon.
Of course, we have a much bigger one at Grey Gables.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
We always stay open on Christmas Day. Our guests depend on it.
Yeah, I know. I'll be in the kitchens cooking their dinners.
Oh, will you?
Well, yeah, I mean, with a wee bit of help, of course.
Oh, yes.
So, well, tell me more about...
It is very hot in here. Don't you think it's hot?
No, it seems okay to me.
The man should be here soon. To mend the boiler. He's coming to mend the boiler.
I think it's already been mended, Jack.
Oh, has it?
Yeah, well, I mean, do you want me to open the window a crack?
No. I don't want to sit in the draft.
Okay, then. So, well, tell me more about Christmas at Grey Gables.
Christmas? Well, once we had rats in the kitchen and some of the guests had food poisoning.
I'm sorry about the queue.
Oh, that's okay, Mum.
The lady in front of us has four parcels addressed to Tasmania. There'll be plenty of time. It'll give us a chance to talk about our Christmas dinner. Now, Lillian, I don't want to get caught between you and Jennifer.
It's so silly. I mean, we're right back to when we were little girls. She always has to be in charge.
Well, to be fair, I think she does have a point about the cooking.
I do know how to stuff a turkey, Mum. Well, maybe Jenny could make the stuffing.
Is there any particular reason why you would like us to come to you?
No. It would just be so nice for Matt and I.
Matt's not always been so keen on these family dues.
All right, I'll tell you. We've been invited to the Chalkmans for Christmas.
Ah, and you'd rather not go?
Oh, I'm dreading it, Mum. Matt and Steve aren't getting on so well at the minute.
So why have they asked you?
I don't know. But I do know what'll happen if we do go. They'll spend the whole time sniping at each other. Well, I'm left with Steve's wife to talk about their new curtains.
I see.
So if I asked the family round instead, we'd have the perfect excuse not to go.
Mmm. Yeah.
Mmm. Not bad, though I say it myself.
No, it's an excellent flavour, because it's not too salty.
That's why we pay for dry curing.
Of course.
And you might have noticed, no shrinkage and very little fat left in the grill pan.
Yeah, it's a great product. Well done. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Well, that's why I'm glad you've got in a few shops. Let's see how your regulars get on with it.
And I've worked out the final costings here somewhere. Uh-huh, yep.
So, tell me.
Well, basically, the cost of producing a pig to bacon weight works out at about £165. Now, obviously, that's a bit more than for pork.
Yes.
And on top of that, you've got your bacon processing costs, which come out at roughly £150 a pound.
Mm-hmm.
But the overall net profit per pig should still be way better, depending on the exact market conditions, which is, of course, why we're going to all this trouble in the first place.
Yes, indeed.
And our initial feedback's been very positive. So we shouldn't have any trouble shifting it.
Well, I mean, based on this tasting, I'd have to agree. I'm very impressed.
Mm. There is just one snag.
Well, I suppose there had to be one.
We'll shift the bacon, okay, but we may find it harder to sell the legs.
Why? Won't they go as pork?
Big legs from bigger pigs? Over Christmas, perhaps.
Well, I'm sure you can get rid of them somehow.
We could use them for sausages, but it's hardly economic. We'd wipe out all our gains.
So what are you suggesting?
Well, in theory, some of them could be cooked for ham.
Oh, yeah.
But, well, it means more costly processing.
Yeah, I like the sound of it, though, because, well, your research shows there's a market.
On a very small scale.
Well, I think we should try it and see.
You do? Oh.
Yeah. Good, creative, original thinking, Tom. Just what I was hoping for when you and I went into business together.
Yeah.
No, I mean it. Shows I was right to have so much faith in you.
Tea.
How are the shops?
Don't ask. Mum, you sit down while I make some tea.
How's Jack been?
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, he dozed off a few minutes ago.
Oh, good. And thank you so much.
Oh, no, it's been fun. He's been telling me all about Christmases at Grey Gables.
Must have had you on the edge of your seat, darling.
No, really, he's in great form.
Would you like some tea before you go?
No, thanks. I have to get back.
I saw Caroline without her sling the other day.
Oh, yeah, she's been given the all clear. Can't wait until she can get back on a horse again.
Hello.
Oh, here's Jennifer.
Oh, hello, Mum.
Hello, dear.
Hello there.
That was well timed.
Well, I don't have very long, so
shouldn't
I want
you to be packing.
Yes, I just wanted to see you before I go.
Jenny, darling, about our Christmas dinner.
Oh, yes.
Now, Mum has had a real brainwave. Tell her, Mum.
Well, Jack and I would like you all to come and have dinner with us at Grey Gables.
Oh, well,
I think it's the perfect solution. Then none of us needs to do the cooking.
You mean Ian will cook for us?
That's fine, I'll be delighted.
And it would all be on me, of course.
Oh, no, Mum.
Yes, no arguments, I've decided.
Oh, well, how nice. All right. Oh, thanks, Mum.
I'll see if Jack's awake before I go.
Yes, I'll come through with you. He might like to have some tea, too.
Oh, Grey Gables. I suppose that's...
So, tell me, darling, any progress with the carer?
No, nothing at all. I spent most of the afternoon on the phone.
Well, you've tried. You've done your best.
But how can I go off to Hungary knowing that there is...
No more of that.
But I'll spend the whole time worrying.
No, you won't. You mustn't even think about it.
Oh, dear.
Darling, look, it won't do you any good if you come back tired and stressed. And it won't help Mum either. So you go off and enjoy your holiday.
Thanks. I'll do my best.
And give my special love to Debbie. And when you get back, I want a full report on this boyfriend of hers.
I thought if I stick it in the oven now, it can stew for a couple of hours.
Oh, that's so sweet of you, Hayley.
Oh, it's no trouble at all, really.
With two conferences going on, I hadn't even thought about supper.
Oh, so, you just leave it all to me?
Thanks.
Oh, Elizabeth, you've been so good to us. It's the least...
No, now stop. You're embarrassing me.
No, really? That room is just so... Oh, and Abby slept through two nights in a row.
Oh.
Oh, I can't believe it. It must be a record.
It's lovely having you. It's so nice for the children to have Phoebe around.
Mm. Oh, they've been asking about the Christmas lights in Ambridge.
Oh, gosh, yes. What time does it happen?
6 o'clock.
Oh, I did promise I'd take them. Oh, I've no idea when I'll finish.
Oh, so why don't you let me take them?
Would you? I mean...
Yeah, I'm taking Phoebe's anyway. I could pick them all up from school and go on after.
Oh, that would be marvellous.
And as soon as you're free, you can come and join us.
Brilliant idea. Oh, thanks again.
Hmm. I'll bring them back here first. Shove some food into them.
And that won't interrupt your own plans?
No. I'm going to nip back to Willow Farm at some point, but I can take them all with me.
If you're sure.
That's no problem. Got to pick up some odds and ends. And I want to see how Mike's getting on.
Oh, never volunteer, that's what they say.
So who roped you into this?
David, saying they had no one to fix up the lights on the village hall. Made me feel so bad about it. So here I am.
Well, I don't know if these would be any use.
What's that?
Well, some spare outdoor lights. They originally came from Mr. Pullen.
Oh?
I swapped them last week. Nobody else seemed to want them.
Yeah.
They're rather old, as you can see. Yeah. But Phil says he's tested them and they still work.
Oh. Well, I could use a few more above the porch.
OK, take these. You're very welcome.
Oh, tap. I'll put them up when I've...
Whoa! Shall I hold the ladder?
Look, if you stood there...
Oh, I've got a few minutes. I'm on my way down to see Peggy.
Oh, thanks.
We're trying to make sure that someone calls in every morning. And with Jenny away...
Oh, yeah, she's hungry, isn't it?
To visit Debbie.
And meet this new boyfriend of hers.
Yes.
Tom was telling us, they've been together a while now.
Few months at least, I'm not sure.
So, wonder what Jennifer will make of him then.
Yes, we're all rather intrigued.
Freddie, wait! You look before you cross the road.
Oh, is that Ailey?
Yeah, okay. Right, 5 minutes on the swings.
Hello!
Oh, hiya, Jill. It's Mike paying you for this.
No, it's purely out of the kindness of my heart.
Yeah, well, I'm done with this bit anyway.
Oh, good. I've come to pick up a few things of Abby's from the farm.
Yeah,
and to make sure you're still alive, you know.
Yeah. All in one piece, you can see.
Well, if you're okay now, Mike.
Yeah, I'm fine. And thanks.
Bye then.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
So, you staying to see the lights?
Yeah, I brought the children over.
Oh, right. Well, you tell me what you need and I'll fetch it down for you.
No, I don't mind.
Save you going all the way home. You can all go down the ball, keep warm.
No, it's better if I come, so I know where to find things.
Oh. Okay.
So, I'll wait till you're finished here and then we can all go up together.
Hmm.
Come on, George.
Time to go home.
Oh, bless him.
Come on. You can have another go on that next time you come.
Yeah. Oh, let him have one more swing.
All right. One more go.
I wish I could stay a bit longer, but I really...
No. If you want to get him back in time for the lights.
Well, he's had such a lovely time here. He's so pleased to come.
Hope so.
Oh, yeah. That rope swing?
Well, it's something he hasn't got at home.
And your boss don't mind you putting it up?
No. Not out here. It's not getting in anyone's way.
Oh, there he goes. Yeah. Hey, careful. Hold on tight.
Nah, he's all right.
Oh, yes. Well done.
He'll need a clean pair of jeans when he gets home, but it's worth it to see him have a good time.
Yeah, of course it is. Glad you'll keep him well anyway, love. And the work's going okay.
Busy, yeah. 3 shoots a week now till Christmas.
Yeah, so you won't be getting much time off then?
No, only when George comes down.
That's just where your granddad's been worrying about the turkeys.
Yeah?
Well, they'll be killed and dressed the week after next, and you know how he likes us all to be there. Edward's already said he's too busy, so, you know.
Mum, it's not that I don't want to come, but...
No, I quite understand.
For me to take a whole day off now, you know, right in the middle of...
Yeah, of course you can't. I told Joe, I said you'd be much too busy.
Yeah, I will.
Don't mustn't worry about it. We'll manage without you.
Right.
Stay in the yard, kids. Don't go near the building.
Look, maybe you should stay out here and...
Oh, they'll be all right. Phoebes will look out for them.
OK.
So, shall we?
Yeah. Come on in. I haven't had a chance to tidy up today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, all right. I know it's a bit of a mess.
Mess? Looks as though a bomb's gone off in here.
Yeah, well, it's the foundations. They're building the foundations for the dividing wall.
Yeah, but... Oh, how can you live with all this dust and dirt and muddy footprints?
Well, it's not so bad. I'm getting used to it.
It's like a barn in here. Oh, what's this? What's all these pots here?
Are
the taps still working?
Oh, yeah. Still hot water.
So why?
It's from yesterday. I just didn't get round to it.
Not since we left, by the look of it.
Well, doesn't seem much point. As soon as you clean up, it gets dusty again.
All right. You have a look out the window, see if the kids are all right. And I'll make a start on some of this.
Aileen, you don't have to do that.
Not having you down with food poisoning. Oh, it's freezing in here. Is the heating off?
No, but I turned it down.
Down? Mike?
Well, there's just that bit of hardboard across the doorway, see? Draft gets in everywhere. I've been paying good money on fuel just to heat the sky.
Well, you'll catch your death.
Yeah, I don't mind the coal. I'll just lay her up, so there's no need to make a fuss.
Nick, hello.
Hiya. Are you free to talk?
Yeah.
You sure? I can always call back another time.
No, it's okay. I'm on my break.
Oh, good. It's nothing urgent. I just called to say hello. See how you're doing.
Yeah, not so bad. And you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good.
Keeping all those birds in line?
More or less, yeah.
Oh, your boss will be pleased then.
How's Jake and Mia?
Oh, as ever. Mia's got all her teddies round for tea, so she's happy. Actually, there was one reason why I called. I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah?
Yeah, you see, Jake's 2 best mates went skating last week at the ice rink in Felpersham. And now he wants to go too.
Skating?
Yeah, he's desperate. It's all he talks about. So, I said I'll take him there one day next week after school.
Okay.
And, well, I'm sure you'll be much too busy, but I wondered if you'd like to come along too.
After school?
Well, it could be any time to suit, really. Before their bedtime.
What about Friday?
Yeah, so you think you might...
Well, I can't say for sure, but... Yeah, I'd like to come. There'll be someone in to cover for me.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
Just for a couple of hours.
That's nice. Jake will be pleased.
Friday, then. I mean, I'm not such a brilliant skater,
oh, you
but...
can't be worse than me. be nice if George could come too, but...
No, not next week.
Well, maybe another time.
Yeah. I saw him today, though. Mum brought him over.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he was on good form. Didn't want to go home.
Aww.
Mum was a bit stressed, though.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, Christmas, you know. They're always pushed at the dairy. And she was on at me about the turkeys.
The what?
Well, they've got to be killed and plucked in a week or so's time.
Yeah?
Yeah, usually we all get together. It's sort of a family thing, you know, traditional.
Oh, it sounds like fun.
Well, it's hard work, but...
So are you going?
Well, I can't really, can I?
Can't you?
Take a whole day? Not really.
Not even if you asked your boss nicely?
Well, suppose it's just an off chance,
so?
But... Why? You think I should?
No, it's not for me to say, is it? You'll have to decide.
Hayley!
Hi! You just in time?
You made it.
Oh, well done.
The children all right?
Yeah, they're with the rest of the kids, having a whale of a time.
Well, great, thanks.
Did the conference go to plan?
Yes, fine. What about you? Did you get to Willow Farm?
Yeah. Oh, honestly, Elizabeth, if you could see the state of the place. Mm. It's even worse than I thought.
Oh, hang on, here we go.
9, 8, 7.
Mike!
Hello?
Mike! 5, did you put 4, up those lights up here?
Yeah, I did. Why?
Well, when I told Phil, he wasn't sure they worked after all.
Oh, it's too late now.
Yes. Oh, there goes the ball.
Yeah, and the next.
One more. Ready?
Yeah, and... Oh.
Oh, goodness.
Blimey, what the...
Oh, no.
How they've blown the whole circuit.
I knew it is those lights of Mr. Pullen's. I'm so sorry, Mike.
Oh, dear, look at that.
The village hall.
Was that deliberate?
No, looks like the lights are fused.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, there's been a slight technical problem, so there'll now be a short interlude while it's sorted out, and then we'll start again.
Aw, that's a shame.
What an anticlimax.
Well, we've had some problems before, but that's the first time we've had to start all over again.
I hope it works this time.
Oh, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
There we go.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
We're standing around in the cold.
Yeah, I know it's the same every year, but I still like... Oh, is that me?
Oh, I should leave it.
No, it's William. I better take it. William?
Hi, Mum. You seen the lights?
Oh, well, no, actually, we're still...
Okay, I'll make it quick. I've got some good news. Because I'm in for Boxing Day, they're letting me have a day off before Christmas.
A day off?
Yeah. So I'll be there for the turkey.
William! Oh, I'm so thrilled.
So you can tell Grandad there'll be another pair of hands there to help him out.
Yes, I will. Oh, he's going to be so pleased.
You sound a bit fed up.
Oh, no. I'm enjoying the mud and the freezing wind and the rain dripping down my neck.
Oh.
Fun. When I get bored with that... I think of rude things to say to Bri.
Tom!
No, I'm just kidding.
I still don't get it. I mean, I know you wanted to develop a sliced ham market from here and not from Home Farm.
Right.
So why did you even mention it to Brian?
I didn't think he'd go for it. I assumed he'd see it as beneath him. You know, too much of a niche market.
Still, I guess it's flattering in a way.
Oh, he can flatter me all he likes. I still don't want to do it.
So tell him!
Too late. We had another talk this morning. We'll be taking 4 pigs a week onto bacon weight. First lot will be ready late Jan, early Feb. Whoa!
Oh, Tom!
Oh, damn! It's the third time I've nearly gone flat on my back.
Things should be easier soon, when Hannah comes.
Yeah.
I keep hearing how great she is. What a wonder, such a natural with the pigs.
Mm. And you know the best thing about her? She's not Gary.
So, Sunday morning?
Afternoon, she texted me. Someone will have to be around to help her move in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, unless you...
No. I've got a panto rehearsal.
Oh. I thought that was tonight.
And another on Sunday afternoon. Linda says we've got a lot of catching up to do.
I did warn you. Once you sign your soul away to that woman...
Yeah, it's just a bit of fun, Tom.
And I couldn't let Fallon down, could I?
Okay, well, if you're busy, then I'll have to make sure I'm there to welcome Hannah.
Yep. Oh, hi, David. Trust you to nab the seat by the fire.
Well, I've been down Aiden Wood all afternoon, coppicing.
Ooh, not the best day for that.
I got soaked to the skin. Then when I got home, the place was so blooming cold, like an icebox.
Oh, yeah, the builders.
Don't say that to Hayley, but I just couldn't seem to get warm.
Oh, OK, fair enough.
So I'll come down here instead.
Well, make the most of it. Rehearsal starts in half an hour.
Yeah, I've got to hang around the village hall all night.
Hey, have you been practising your lines?
Have you?
I asked first.
Oh, not since the last rehearsal.
No, me neither.
Quite honestly, David, there's so much else going on.
Yeah, I know. Are you all sorted for Christmas?
Christmas? You've got a picture. Ow! Oh, blooming it.
You all right, mate?
Yeah, oh, fine. It's just a frog in my throat. Oh.
Well, we're getting away with a quiet dinner at home. Just us and the kids, and then we're going round to Lower Loxley.
Ruth's mum not coming down?
No, she's staying up in Prado this year with friends. What about you?
Oh, who knows? Tom and Brenda have been asked up at Great Gables with the Woolies.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll probably be sat around a candle in the kitchen with a frozen dinner for one.
Oh. Well, you're welcome to come and join us.
No. I dare say Roy and Ailey will take pity on me.
There's always the Elms, of course.
Oh, the homeless shelter. Yeah. Well, I hope I ain't that desperate.
Or maybe not this year.
Yeah, haven't they gone bust or something?
Not quite, no. Alan's doing his best to save their Christmas dinner, but it's not looking so good.
Well, who have we got here?
Oh, blooming heck.
Oh, yes, Dame Trot and Master Tripe hiding away in the corner.
Evening, Linda.
Not time yet, is it?
No, you've still got a few minutes. But I need to talk beanstalks.
Yeah.
Now, I've been talking through the final act with Alistair, where Jack chops down the beanstalk. The Alistair's had this wonderful idea. He's designed it so that it collapses into the audience.
Right on top?
Oh, no, not onto their heads. So that it falls neatly into the centre aisle. It should be a very spectacular effect.
Okay.
He's talked it all through with Robert, and they assure me that it'll be perfectly safe.
Well, I suppose if it ain't too heavy.
Well, that's why I've come to you. You're both practical men. You especially, Mike. You've had all that experience chopping down trees.
Well, maybe.
But all I'm asking is that you liaise with Robert and Alistair. Make sure they're using the right materials and that it won't fall the wrong way and cause a disaster.
Okay, then.
Good. Well, now I'd better get on with prepping my script.
Linda, any word from Kenton?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm afraid he's still feeling rather poorly.
What, too poorly to come to the rehearsal?
But it's a very nasty bug, David. Even I was ill for some considerable time.
Yeah, but that still leaves me as one half of our great double act.
Yes, I was aware of that.
And you said we'd rehearse our big slapstick scene tonight with the buckets and the ladders.
Yes, I knew that too.
Yeah, but is there any point in me coming if Kenton...
Don't worry. I've got his notes here. I'll stand in for Kenton.
Oh, Lord.
Nice try.
Me and Linda. Well, this could be a real laugh.
He's getting into his pyjamas and dressing gown. He'll be down in a minute.
Oh, shall I go up?
No, don't worry, he'll be fine.
OK.
It gives me a moment to sit and have a chat with you after you've come all this way to see me.
It's not that far, Gran.
No, but I'm sure you've had a very busy day.
All over now.
Is that beer cold enough?
Oh, perfect. And Brenda's out at a pantomime rehearsal, so...
Yes, I hear Linda's talked her into playing Jill.
Her decision, nothing to do with me.
Well, I shall look forward to seeing her.
Yeah, me too. So, what about you, Gran? How are you keeping?
Well, as you can see, I'm doing fine.
Good.
And you heard about our new summer house?
Yes, from Auntie Lillian.
And you know they've arranged for it to be delivered next week.
Yep, Dad and I are coming over to put it up.
You are? Oh, that is kind.
Yeah, it's no trouble.
Are you sure you can spare the time?
Oh, it shouldn't be a long job. And I'll have my new pig girl by then.
Oh, yes, Hannah.
Mm-hmm, that's her. So, anyway, you should be able to move into it by the end of the week.
Well, I don't know how much we'll use it in winter, but it'll be so nice to have it up.
Maybe that branch falling down was fate.
You may be right. So, it's really been quite a good week for me.
although we've still not managed to find anyone to help with Jack.
I know Mum's been trying.
Well, we've coped so far, and I feel so much stronger now.
Do you?
Oh, yes. Almost back to normal. Apart from this silly business with my eyesight.
Well, that's good.
Oh, do you mind if I get that?
No, go ahead.
Hello, the lodge?
Mum?
Jennifer, is that you?
Yes. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you still in Hungary?
Well, yes, of course I am.
So why are you calling me now?
Well, just to say hello and to make sure everything's all right.
There's a bucket full of batter to mix before I'm done. So get out of my kitchen, be off, depart, now run.
How dare you speak to me that way? You're not the master here. I'll charge you for your impudence and make it cost you dear. Linda?
I can't read this. Kenton scribbled all over it.
When I say dear, you bend over the bucket and I swing round with the stepladder.
Oh, yes, yes, all right, I see.
Timing.
Yes, Brenda, remember who's direct around here.
Sorry.
All right, from the top. There's a bucket full of batter to mix before I'm done, so get out of my kitchen. Be off, depart, now run.
How dare you speak to me that way? You're not the master here. I'll charge you for your impudence.
Oh, wait.
Oh, what now?
If I bend down, you'll hit my head.
The other way, Linda.
Oh, yes, I see.
Right, one more time?
No, we better press on or we'll run out of time.
Oh, shame.
Oh, Linda, you've dropped a page.
What?
Just there, look.
Oh, why can't Kenton use a decent stapler?
Now!
That's it, see?
Yes, all right, very funny.
Yes, it's meant to be, Linda.
Yes, well, I think we'll leave that scene for now, if you don't mind. 2 minutes break, everyone.
Oh, nice one, David.
Yeah, eat your heart out, Laurel and
Hardy. Oh, God.
Oh, it's just a tickle.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks so good to me.
Helen, Mike, you're next.
Oh, yeah. I'll be glad when this is over.
You're not hiding anything from me, are you, Mum?
Jennifer!
I won't be able to enjoy my holiday unless I'm sure.
I'm quite all right. Everything's going to plan. I'm being very well looked after.
Ah, all right.
I've got Tom here with me now.
Oh, have you?
Yes. Do you want him to say hello?
Gran.
No, I believe you.
Gran.
Oh, can you hold on a minute?
Yes, all right.
Ask her about Marshall, Debbie's boyfriend.
Oh.
What's he like? Is he okay? What does she think of him?
Yes, I will.
Mum?
Yes, I'm still here. We were wondering how you were getting on with Debbie's boyfriend.
Marshall? Oh, I've still not met him.
Really?
No, he was away on another farm. He only got back this afternoon.
Oh, I see.
And I'm at a restaurant now. I'm waiting for... Oops.
Jennifer?
Oh, he's here now. They've just arrived.
Oh, so tell me, what does he look like?
Well, I can't see.
Tall? Short? Is he very good looking?
Oh, sorry, Mum. I can't talk now. I'll have to go.
Oh.
Bye, Mum. Take care. I'll try and call again soon.
Bye, darling. Have a nice time. Oh, well.
No clues.
No. I'm afraid we'll just have to be patient.
Jack, where is that boy? He should be home by now. I want to count the bag of gold. He's bartered.
Bartered for the cow.
Yeah, okay.
You want some water, Dad?
Please don't interrupt him now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, Mike, I can hear too much of the milkman in you tonight.
Oh.
You're not delivering semi-skimmed. You're Dame Trot, queen of your own household. Be proud, be haughty, be outrageous.
Be all woman.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, right. I want to count the bag of gold.
Mike?
Oh, sorry, it's...
All right, don't panic. Oh. It must be all that dust at home.
No, it's more than that.
No, I know the symptoms. It's just an allergy, like my hay fever.
I know what it sounds like to me.
Yes. Deep, slow breaths.
No.
Sit down, Dad. Let me feel your forehead.
Oh.
Please,
please.
Yeah, I thought so. You've got a fever. Oh. You're burning up.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no, Mike, you can't be. I'm
sorry, Lydia. I
Mike!
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It's directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.